Yes, purpose, responsibility, cooperative economics, self-determination, unity, this is what we need, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, self-determination as we seek for the kingdom, creativity he will give to us, and faith and purpose. What type of purpose do you have in your life? Are you down for what is really going on? Are you conscious to the realities of the situations that surround you? Or are we asleep? Dreaming the American dream. As some would say, I dream a genie. Is that what you're doing? Is that what we're here for? I would hope not. So, we need to unite, pull together to understand Yahweh's purpose for us here on planet. Who's ever been teaching us, deceiving us, let it be no more. As the book said, arise, thou that sleepest, amen, and arise from the dead. For thy glory is come, and the glory of Yahweh is upon thee. Amen. Praise him. Amen. That's the book of Isaiah. Check it out. Chapter 6. Okay. At this point, we have been going through, discussing, reading, trying to understand the fall. What have we fallen to since the fall? How much we have been decreasing and falling from Yahweh and his will and his desire for us. His perfect will to have us reflect his full image and allow him to use us to his glory and honor. Not to our selfish ego tripping, which it seems like that's all we do, but for the surrender of our will to him. Such that, as Yahweh has said, I have come not to do my will, but the will of the Father. That's it. Amen. How many people can say that? Yes, that is where he would like to take us. We have been studying from the fall. We were able to first live forever in his presence. Leap from the tree of life and live forever. But we sinned, and as it says, thou shalt surely die. And when we had the body, he formed the man from the dust of the earth. And then when he breathed into his body the breath of life, man became a living soul. When the breath leaves us, when we die, we no longer breathe, then we are no more a living soul. We're a dead soul. We are as if we were not in existence. The breath goes back to Yah. The body goes into the dirt. And so you are no more. For the wages of sin is death. Not as Lucifer would tell you, you will not surely die. Something will live on and go to heaven or go to hell or go to purgatory or whatever garbage they are talking. But we see that that is a Luciferian doctrine, and whoever believes it is Luciferian. Hey, what can I say? I can't help it if you are taught Luciferian doctrine and you don't study the word for yourself, so you believe Lucifer and his cohorts. The Bible says, think it not strange that Lucifer comes as an angel of light. So his ministers will come forth as ministers of righteousness. as what we call the Christian European church we have today. So, the Bible also said that the time will come that they will call themselves Jews, which are not Jews, but is the synagogue of Satan. All of these European Jews are counterfeit. All of these European Christian pagan churches of these denominations of Christianity is a counterfeit. All of these things are counterfeit. So, what is truth? You want to study to learn and know what saith Yahweh. Not what saith the church, not what saith the state, not what saith your organization, not saith what saith your parents, not what says anybody, but thus saith Yahweh. That is all we have. We have none of it. So, as we were studying that we were able to live forever, we gave that up by listening to Lucifer himself, by telling us that we are be as gods. We were already semi-gods because we were able to live forever as Yahweh's representative of gods of this world. But we gave up that title as the prince of this world, and Adam was no longer the prince of this world and gave it to Lucifer. So he is the prince of the power of the air in spirit that worketh now in the children of disobedience. As Job said, in the book of Job, Lucifer said that, hey, I said, Yahweh asked me, hey, what you doing here, bruh? Not even my children are here. Well, I'm walking to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. Oh, no, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So he rules this earth with these people. And so he said, well, hey, have you considered my servant, Job? That there is none like him. A perfect and an upright one who eschews evil. So there we go. So we have these contention going on over the humans and our vessels, for we were made in the image of Elohim. Once we fell, all the other children were made in the image of Adam, not the image of Elohim. Make sure you get that. Don't get all caught up thinking you are all that you think you are. Okay, so we saw that you were supposed to live forever. We fell, so then we were given, we were first given a fruitarian diet when we was on this everlasting life track. And then once we fell, we've fallen into a vegetarian diet where vegetables was entered into our diet simply to do the healing, because fruits cleanse the body. And as long as you had a perfect system and everything, and oxygen therapy, and the world's in the universe, and you wasn't polluting it like we are today, then humans were able to exist and breathe in and live off the air and fruit, terrain diet, which just purged the system. It did not heal it because there was nothing needed to be healed. So once we sinned, and now the healing process needed to come into effect. So he immediately changed our diet so that we can eat the herbs, the greenness of the herbs, which the animals were eating. So now we became an animal diet so that now we could get healed. Amen. Heal thyself. So you can get healed through the herbs. So the herbs heal the system, and the herbs and the vegetables heal the system. The fruits cleanse the system. So remember that as we study and go on. Okay, so now once sin is into the world, now we can enter pollution. So Yahweh gave us that diet to filter out the poisonous atmosphere and all of this smoke and all of these carbons and all of these things from the cars and from the trucks and from the trains and whatever. All of these things. And we just saw in a perfect plan to make us ready for that. Then, once he moved from there, then we moved into another diet, because man became so wicked. Wickedness ruled the earth, we found out. And Yahweh said that my spirit will not always strive with humans, because he is but flesh. What type of flesh? Holy flesh or sinful flesh? Sinful flesh. where the law of sin dwells in our members. So he says that since that is what we are and we have become, and he will not let us live no longer 900 years. So he cut ours by 90%. He cut our 1,000-year living down to around 100, 120, 70. You'll find those in the Bible. And because we had decreased in stature, in height, in strength, in agility, and all of those things. So the next thing that was coming up is that Yahweh had prepared us for the next major event, which was the clean animal. So then he gave us meat to eat, which was only clean animals. He gave that to Noah. And people say, well, the grace came by the New Testament. We don't have to go by any of the stuff in the Old Testament. Okay, grace was found in Noah. Grace and mercy was found in Adam and Eve. That's how they lived. The grace was found in the time of Moses. There's always been grace, okay? So no, we're in the New Testament. People are not under grace and your people under the law. No, that's a more European counterfeit, incorrect counterfeit teaching. Okay? And the rapture is another one. Another European pagan church teaching. And no one getting raptured. No rapture. The word is not even found in the Bible. Okay? More stuff that they make up to keep you deluded. That's because you don't study. So if you don't study, then you can't get blessed. If you can't get blessed, then blessed is he that readeth and that understandeth and that heareth these words. That's what it says in the book of Revelation. Read it. Chapter 1, it says that. Clear as day. But if you don't do it, you don't study, you ain't getting nothing. Okay. So once we had moved from the flood where he cut man's life short 90%, so 10% of what we used to live, and then as he moved on, he tried to change our diet again in the Exodus. In the Exodus, he gave them manna from heaven. Angels' food. Humans ate angels' food in the wilderness. Amen. That's what the book says. So when they did that, as they were able to eat that, they were able to see clearer, understand, and be able to be what you call it, without disease and all these different things in the wilderness. And so you'll see that. You don't see those things happening. You see Yahweh allowing serpents to bite them and having them to eat meat. They said that we want meat to eat. We want meat to eat. That's what he gave them, exactly what their hearts, their carnal mind, and their sinful flesh craved. They said that they have left these things in Egypt. And what we would call today Babylon. So they wanted to stone Moses a bunch of times so they could get their food and go back to Egypt and live this lifestyle. And so that's the reason why that generation could not go into the Canaan land, because these brothers and sisters were in high treason of Yahweh. And so it is today. The church is in high treason against Yahweh. So the same thing that happened there will happen today. And there's lots of people that will never be able to accept the true teachings of Yahweh because they have been so brainwashed, infiltrated in the Babylonian customs. They will stone those that will give them the truth. Like the time of Stephen, that they stoned Stephen because he spoke the truth. And so it shall be in these days. So as we progress on, we said that we would go over the Daniel incident of the three Hebrew worthies. And so that's where we are today. We're going to pick up over there. We finished with the Exodus, and we're going to start in that area. So we're going to take a little short break, as usual. Our sponsors want to be heard every 15 minutes, hear what is actually going on out in this world. So we'll take that short break and we will return. Just make sure that you be responsible and you be creative to follow Yahweh and not the things of this world. Thank you.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214
637-1400.
No, thank you again for being part of this study. So you can have self-determination, creativity from Yah, and faith such that you might be able to move forward in your self-determination and uniting yourself with the Creator of the universe. Amen. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise, praise. Okay. We had talk of the Exodus, and we were just trying to go through a chain of history as we see Yahweh keep trying to change our lifestyle and our diet, and we keep rebelling. We are rebels, you know. And at the end, it's all going to matter. You know, it's all going to come to the same thing. We started with the fall with through appetite. We end with the mark of the beast, which we won't be able to buy or sell still over appetite. We see that when Yahshua came, the first temptation that was given to him is over appetite for him to turn the stone into bread. So you will see it consistently throughout. And the Europeans and those that believe in this European Christian pagan system, they will continually teach that they, hey, we don't need that type of stuff, man. We don't need y'all opening up yourselves to Yahweh and Him talking to you. You got to come through us. No, you don't come through no man. Pope, pastor, rabbi, nobody. It's you and the Creator. Remember that. Don't forget. So, when we talk about the history of biblical history of ancient, not European Christianity, not European Judaism, the ancient African classical, the ancient African classical areas of the map that we are talking about, from the Garden of Eden, where Eden was referred to as Africa, as what it is, it's the continent of Africa, to the four rivers that left the Garden of Eden that was in the northeastern area of classical Africa, which we call today Africa, and what we call the Middle East. As we bring all of this together, and as we study our history of the ancients. Okay. This is way before the Greeks came in and the Romans and all of this other foolishness that we have. We find that when they left the Exodus, then we know that they had the period of what we call the Judges. We're going to give you a little bit of history here, just so those who don't know, so that they can catch up. When they went into the land of what we call Canaan, they had judges. And then when they finished with the judges, with Samuel was the last judge, and Joshua, I guess you can consider the first judge, or you can consider Moses or Joshua, all of them. And then when we had the reign of the kings, that Yahweh told us not to get, but you know, we wanted to be like the other nations or like everybody else. So we decided we're going to have kings. Okay, and he said that this is not a good thing. And it is. And it wasn't. So what happened next was that then there was where we had Saul and King David. And under Saul, there was the unity of the 12 tribes, or 14 tribes, however way you like to look at it, really 13. Then you have, and some would consider it 12. Then you had David, who ruled after that, okay, under the United Kingdom. And there was the United Kingdom under Saul, sort of, until David came along and some of the people followed him, Judah and Benjamin. Then when you move on and you go on to the next king, which was Solomon, the wisest king that ever ruled the earth, it is mentioned that all of the people came to him, including the Queen of Sheba of Ethiopia. And he had a child called Menelech, and they took back the talks about the Ark of the Covenant, all of those different things and how Solomon had fallen away from Yahweh. Then you move on to a period that after Solomon's rebellion, Yahweh said he would divide the kingdom. And he divided the kingdom into the northern and the southern kingdom. And that's where you had Rehoboam, who was the king of Judah, which had the northern kingdom. And then you had, which was the southern kingdom. And then you had Jeroboam. Now, Jeroboam was a wicked character. And he was running the 10 tribes, and I believe Rehoboam had 2 tribes. And it talks about that, you know, under Rehoboam's reign, he was getting all excited. And he wanted to set up the golden calves, and he told people to stop going to Jerusalem to worship. And he had set up the counterfeit. So that's where we have our first counterfeit. So this European Christian counterfeit we got today is nothing new under the sun. European Judaism, nothing new under the sun. We have all of these people who are always trying to copy our stuff. Okay? So what we have is that he sets up his own golden calf in Dan and Bethel. Okay? And he calls his people and his prophets and his Baal worshippers, and he makes the lowest of the people the priests, just as we do today. Who knows where these people come from? They're pretty low, these pastors and these bishops, these popes, all of these different people that are all running these European things. But whatever. So they set these up and they followed after them. And then through that reign, we find out in the northern and southern kingdom that there were no righteous kings after that in the northern kingdoms, period. None. They probably had almost like 33 and zero. And then in the southern kingdom, same thing. We had a few, not a lot, but we had a few in the southern kingdom. So after that, Yahweh had set up a whole new system. A system that everybody could understand. Yahweh was making it so that no matter who would follow Rehoboam with his golden calf system, we found out that as time went on, as more kings you had, Ahab and Jezebel, they were followers of this system. Like I said, those were all the northern kingdoms. As they followed that, we find out that as time went on, that after the Rahab and Jezebel, during that reign, you had Elijah, the prophet, who spoke and who had stopped the heavens from raining for 3.5 years. And he was a servant of Yahweh, and he withstood this group. And then we find out that eventually that the northern kingdom was taken off into Assyrian captivity because of their rebellion. And then after that, at that same time, we had a righteous king in the southern kingdom. His name was Hezekiah. And Hezekiah rebelled. He followed Yahweh, but he rebelled against the Assyrians. And so they tried to come in and they were wiped out. The Bible talks about he wiped them out in one night. He sent down an angel. So what happened next, what we find out is that after you had Ahab and Jezebel, and after you had the Assyrians taken off the northern kingdom into Assyrian captivity, then eventually the southern kingdom, after Hezekiah died and so forth, you had Manasseh, who was very wicked, son of Hezekiah, and then they went into captivity. And under their captivity, that's when we have this story of Daniel and the 3 Hebrew worthies. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to come back. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up with that history of what was actually going on and how it relates to us today. and what we call Babylon, America the Great. Amen. So let's see what they have to say and come back.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with Organo Gold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website, at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, thank you for coming back so that we might be able to get our responsibility down pat and we might be able to move forward with faith and purpose. Yes, once again, we're here trying to understand the scriptures as it is recorded. We are now saying that we're going to look at Daniel. We'll give you a little test. We have our test before, and now we're at this same time, at this same test that we've been talking about of appetite since Adam, Eve, was given to Daniel and his three Hebrew worthies, for they are worthy to be called. Worthy is the Lamb. They chose to go on some type of 10-day live raw food, oxygen cleanse program or therapy. Today, we call it the 10-day oxygen therapy class that we do 3 times a year. If you're interested, let's say, you can go online, www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. And you can go up there and you can see on our schedule. Just click on schedule and it'll list it for you. Also, so they went on this cleanse program instead of partaking of the slave masters of what we call the king's diet and the delicacies of Babylon. And we're going to read about that in Daniel chapter 1, starting at verse number 8. You can get there. Daniel chapter 1, we'll start at verse. We're going to start at chapter 1. I think the most important part's around verse 8 through 10, but we're going to give a little background so that we can all be together. After the 10-day allotted them, they were elevated, they was evaluated and found healthier than all the other Hebrew students that came with them. Therefore, these Israelites, Black African Hebrew Israelites from the tribe of Judah, passed the test and were granted permission to stay on this live raw food diet for the remainder of their 3.5 years training period in the Babylonian school system. So just like we go to college, just like we go to high school, you go to high school for 4 years, go to college for another 4 years or 5 years, whatever it might be, to get your bachelor's. Same type of program. We were told that they became 10 times wiser than all the wise men in Babylon. We find that again in Daniel chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. Now, like I said, we're going to go through this a little slower. But I'm just giving you a summary so that you can take out the meat and the big pieces as we read through the scriptures. Now, some of you read Daniel before. Maybe you missed it. Maybe some of you read Daniel and you just ignored it. Maybe some of you have never read Daniel. All you know is the Daniel stories. But that's okay. We're going to get everybody on the same page. That's what a teacher is for. This was the present truth for that time. And it is still the present truth for our time. Amen. I remember when I was getting my bachelor's degree, my ex-wife, Renee, and Joyce, and Sister Charlene, we where all the four of us were studying together, and we would go through this 10-day, 21-day cleanse program. Oxygen therapy were for the end, and we were for sure able to get full scholarships. I was able to get full scholarships, and they were, I believe, were on scholarships, or they were in their honor class, because we followed just what they did. So this is not something that somebody say, well, this was for that time, it's Old Testament. No. We tested it today, and it works. So when we were going to school, I remember I'm an engineer, and we were studying all night, all day, and one professor told me point blank, told the whole class in engineering math, Dr. Kaiser, that if you did not, you know, see the sunrise, you're not getting out this class. And I remember I saw the sunrise when it was time for his final. I sure did. So, anyway, and was able to pop an 89 on the exam after staying up all night. And I think I was sleeping at least in the class. I was taking the final. I slept at least maybe 15 minutes. Still popped a 98 on the final. So, listen, we can do it, okay? He has given this all to us that we can become wiser and more in tune with Yahweh and his universe. And that's what we're here for. So, yes, what Daniel and the boys did, we did. And you can do it too. Check that out. Go visit the website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Check it out. You'll hear of other people going through a program and getting spectacular results. So, this is not just caught up in the book of Daniel, not Old Testament. This is biblical teaching for all time, all African biblical history, amen, of the ancients. This was the present truth then, and it is still the present truth for our time, amen. My Bible study group and I accepted this present truth while attending college at Howard University. Like Daniel and the three Hebrew worthies, we implemented our 21-day oxygen therapy cleanse program in preparation for our tests, midterms, and finals. Through implementing this program, I was able to maintain an electrical engineering scholarship for undergraduate and graduate program, bachelor's, master's, and PhD, or doctorate. Yahweh's program really works. And if I'm correct, Charlene, she was getting her bachelor's at that time at Howard. I was getting a bachelor's. Renee was getting a bachelor's. And Joyce Jackson was getting her master's. So this works for graduate and undergraduate programs. Okay? Okay, Yahweh's program really works. What a blessing we and the Hebrews receive from Yahweh in rewards for our faithfulness. So Yahweh blessed us in a beautiful way. People could tell that we were connected, amen, to the master of the universe. Hallelujah. Wisdom was one of the blessings Daniel was given. Dreams and visions for the last days. If we follow this diet today, what gifts do you think Elohim will give to us today? The promise to the last generation in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 29 says, your young men shall dream dreams, and your old men shall see visions. And also upon your service and the handmaids will pour out my spirit in those days. So, yes, young people, old people, all everybody, you can get it. Like Daniel, do you think that Elohim will do for us as he did for Daniel when we follow his health laws? Daniel went on a 21-day cleanse, diet, fasting program in Daniel chapter 10 and received a prophecy of the last days, Daniel chapter 10 verses 2 and 3. Okay, And before we get to the John the Baptist, we're going to go through a little more detail in Daniel. Okay, I'm hoping this is giving you a little more clarity and understanding of all of this stuff, because all of this is very important as we decide to follow Yahweh as maybe never before. We're not like everybody else. We are servants of the Most High, living. So, we'll break for our last commercial. Let's hear from our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with Organo Gold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding. It's in the Word of God.
Is an All Points Bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sowing $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Yes, thank you for being part again, for being able to hear our study on keeping the temple of Yahweh and its blessings. I pray that you've been able to appreciate some of the blessings that we've been able to hear so far, of how it has been able to help Daniel and his three Hebrew companions, or worthies, as we call them. Okay, we're in Daniel chapter 1. We talked about that this was after the time of Hezekiah, after the northern kingdoms were taken off into Assyrian captivity, now during the reign of Jehoiakim. I'm starting at verse 1, just so everybody can be together. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. That means surrounded it. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. Whose hand? Nebuchadnezzar's hand. And the Babylonians. Now, why would Yahweh give Israel, the church of Yahweh, into the hand of Babylon? Okay? Babylon is in his people. Okay, simple, due to the fact that we were rebellious, stiff-necked, and uncircumcised in heart, and always do resist the Holy Spirit. Now, that's, you know, black people do that all the time. That they just live doing that. We just love that. So we find ourselves in that condition. So he said, listen, I'm just going to put you in slavery, right? Because you ain't cooperating. And so how do we wind up in American slavery? Same way. That's not uncircumcised in heart. Always do resist the Holy Spirit. So that's how we winded up in American slavery over here. You think we learned a lesson? No. We still sit back uncircumcised and still don't study his word, still do not understand what he had. We swear that this is a European book and it's written by Europeans for Europeans and about Europeans, which has nothing to do with Europeans at all. Except for the Roman Empire, when they crucified, you know, during their reign, the crucifixion of the Messiah. If that's what you want to claim as European, that's fine. That is true. No question about it. But if you talk about Old Testament, talk about what Yahweh laid out, it has nothing to do with them, period. European Jews or European pagan Christians, what we have today. So, he put us in that position, which is not good. And today, he will allow the mark of the beast to be issued. Because, again, we are doing the same old thing. In Babylon, we become part of Babylon, and we don't want to give Babylon up. Matter of fact, we love Babylon more than the Babylonians. We become the true Babylonians. We become more European than the Europeans. Europeans are trying to dump stuff, and we still trying to hold on to it. When will we ever learn and grow up? Well, let's read on and let's see. What does it take for us to wake up? Verse 2 again. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands, Nebuchadnezzar's hands, with part of the vessels of the house of Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his gods. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his gods. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed, and of the princes. What type of children? Children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge. And understanding science. There's your engineering, your STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And such as had ability in them to stand in the king's house. And that means to teach the king and to advise the king, to be his advisors. And whom they might teach the learning and tongue of the Chaldeans. And the Chaldeans ain't nothing but Ethiopians, Cushites, or whatever phraseology you want to use, black people. Okay, so let's get that straight. And, because remember, Abraham came from Ur of the what? What? Did you say Chaldeans? Yes, he did. He came from these black people. Wow. Interesting. Yes. There we go again. Just keep looking. You'll see it everywhere. And the king appointed them a daily provisions of the king's meat. Now, meat in the Bible means not flesh, it just means food. If it means flesh, it'll tell you flesh. And of the wine which he drank. So, you know, people say a little wine will be good for you. Oh, if you drink wine every day, it'll keep you healthy. That's a bunch of other things. And wine in the Bible does not always mean liquor, it does not always mean fermented grapes, which turn into wine. It means sometimes the new wine and the old wine. The new wine is grape juice unfermented. The old wine is the juice or grapes fermented and turned into alcoholic beverage. Okay, so you have to get familiar with some of the terms. Okay, the wine which he drank, which the king drank, so nourished him 3 years, that at the end thereof, they might stand before the king. Now, among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. See, that's their real name. They're not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's the Babylonian name. It's just like, you know, people tell us today, okay, you Kute Kente. Remember the movie Roots? And Roots said, my name is Kute Kente. He said, no, man, your name is Toby, boy. And so they whipped Toby out of him like they whip out Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah and made them what? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So if you want to call them by their Babylonian name because you're Babylonian, then remember, that's why you're calling them that. Because you know no better, because that's what you are. And so the first thing they want to take from them, as you can see in this example, is their name, their identity, the identity of their Elohim. So, in the word Daniel, you have the word, the last two letters, L, which is for Elohim, if they remove that. In the word Mishael, it ends with E-L, is again, who? L for Elohim. So, they do change the names so that they can mean something in Babylonian names and terminology. So now we, you know, we don't have our ancient biblical African names, but we have our Toby, our European slave name. And so they know if they can remove you, that the most important thing they can do is remove you from your culture, from your people, from your language, from your tongue, from your religion, from everything that you have, and from your diet and lifestyle. And so we see here that the first thing that they're doing is taking him and setting him up with the king's diet. Now, what is the king's diet? Y'all know what the white man's diet was? He was our slave master. Don't act like you don't know. Like, you know. And he would eat the pig, and he would eat the cow, and he would eat the meat. He would eat all that stuff. He would, now we have it today, lobsters, you know, crabs, and, you know, lobster, crabs, clams and all that stuff, all those things, catfish, all that stuff that you think you love is nothing but swine of the sea. They were created to be our garbage cans. They were supposed to clean up the earth like the vultures. That's their job. So when the animals die in the sea, you know, they clean them up and eat their trash, and eat their feces and their dung and all the rest of that stuff and their bodies. The same thing on the earth. The vultures come and eat it, the pigs. So please, these are the things that Yahweh created that were good. That's right. All of Yahweh's creation is good. Get that. It is good for what purpose? Not for the purpose of eating folk. It is good for the purpose of which he was created. He needs a sanitation department. If we didn't have a sanitation department, we'd be all like the bubonic plague. We would be with the plague that Europe had, because that's how they did. They weren't sanitary. They didn't even know nothing about that stuff until the Dark Ages came and the Africans came in under the names of the Moors and taught them the Moor science and taught them how to eat three meals a day, how to wash, how to bathe, how to eat, how to dress, how to move out sewage, how to use water, all of those different things, lighting and system, the universities, the colleges. That's how the Europeans came out of the Dark Ages. You think they just popped up and they came out of the Dark Ages? No. But anyway, if you listen to Europeans, they tell you, well, they started printing the Bible, so they came out of the Dark Ages. That's a bunch of hogwash. Okay? So they will tell you lots of things, but believe it. The more you believe, or the more you study, the more you will realize. So what these guys got to say, ain't nothing to it. Ain't nothing to it, and nothing to them. So, what other things are diet? So we see that they changed their names. We see that they changed our names. We see that they changed their culture. Okay, and they see that we are now Babylonians. We're caught up in this culture. Orioles, as they say, you know, European culture inside. And might be people of color on the outside, but we ain't got nothing of our culture. We have also the names and the diet. Okay, and they put us on this diet of theirs, the king's diet. Okay, the delicacies, the McDonald's. How about that? Eat all the burgers you want. White bread, white flour, white sugar. All those things are poisonous to your body. Okay? So there is lots of stuff that is designed for the destruction of you. And also pharmakia. That's right. Pharmakia, found in the Bible, Revelation chapter 18, called sorcery, called pharmakia. That's what your pharmacy. That's where you make your chemo and your radiation and your pills and all that stuff, man. That's killing you, bro. And sister, this is way it rocks. So, we see here that these was what he hooking them up with. Now, what happens when they are tested with this? And this is a great test. They just young folk now. I remember when I became vegetarian, I was 20 years old, girl. Guys, 20 years old. I just had 2 years in college. I was realizing what's going on. Jumped on the ship, baby. Jumped on the ship and got with the program. So, some of you are over 20, and some of you are under 20, and some of you might be 20. So think about it. Think about the new lifestyle that Yahweh has for you. Notice in verse 8, Daniel, still chapter 1, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portions of the king's meat. Amen. Praise him. He would not eat the king's food, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuch, that he might not defile himself. Now, Elohim brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king. See, he called what? The Lord, my lord. Mm-hmm. Really? That's what they tell you, walk in the courts of my lord. There ain't no lord, nothing. Okay, anyway, I fear my lord, the king, who had appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your face worse liking than the children which are of your sort, which came from Judah, you know, which is. Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. That means you gotta have me cut off my head, bro. I'm not too cool about that. Then Daniel and Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days. That's all we need. We just need 10 days to prove the point. And let them give us pulse, that's raw food, to eat, and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that ate the portions of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. That's the slave master's food. That's what we talk about. Thus, Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse or raw food. As for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king and in all manners of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Amen. So this is what we're talking about. This is what you have at your disposal and at your access. I pray that you might visit our website to get more insight. Look at the books. Look at the diet lifestyle. Look at what happened just with these brothers. Young people, as we might say. Some put them around 12 or 15 years old. Wow, they really, you know, standing up for the truth. So we don't know the exact age, but yeah, that's fine. But bottom line, you should be able to stand for the truth also. You should not let Babylon take over. Now remember, we were so caught up in Babylon by the time when we were set free from Babylonian captivity under Cyrus and Darius, under the Medo-Persian Empire when they conquered Babylon, that we refused to go. We loved Babylon so much that we said, no, we're staying here. And we stayed until we got to the time of Esther, and then they put out the death decree and said, they're killing off all these boys. All of you guys ain't, you know, hey, we put y'all all to death. And if we would have left when we were supposed to leave, we would not have been in that Esther situation. But because we're stiff-necked, uncircumcised, and hard, and always do resist Holy Spirit, we were there. And the same thing, that we were so caught up in Babylon today, we are not really willing and ready to leave Babylon, America. We're not willing to leave the system, to get off the grid, to be independent, solely self-dependent and self-sufficient, because America will crash. The whole world will crash, according to the Bible. So which side do you want to be on? The world that crashed, or the world that is following us? It is your choice, your calling. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. For thy glory is come, and the glory of Yahweh is seen upon thee. Yes, let us get true self-determination, responsibility, creativity of Yahweh's will and way. Let him change our life, our mind, our desires, all that we are, and all that we can be. Yes, amen.